Guy Carumba, March 12th through 18th, 2023. Venus shines ever bright above Jupiter in the west after sunset. While Jupiter is lower each evening and setting earlier each night, Venus climbs higher and stays up longer. Another apparition that makes Venus famous as a so-called evening star is underway. Mars, having passed south of Elnath and Auriga last week, continues an eastward trek toward Gemini. The planet is a little west of the meridian at sunset, so viewing's good all evening. Saturn is becoming easily visible, rising in the dawn and even pre-dawn sky from most of the world, not yet from middle and high northern latitudes. It'll be another couple of weeks for naked eye visibility there. Maybe you can see Saturn with binoculars in the middle northern latitude soon. We have an almost last quarter moon when the week starts. The waning crescent is approaching the area where Saturn is as the week ends. Look for them at their closest on Sunday morning next week. The asteroid Vesta is 4.1 degrees from Jupiter on Monday. Since it sets early in the evening, you don't have long to look for Vesta. You also have to look for it obliquely through the atmosphere. And for a magnitude 8 object, these things make it hard to find. But get a finder chart from Sky Carumba on Twitter or Facebook and get out your binoculars. If your sky is dark and the horizon's clear, you may find it. The moon occults the star Alniyat on Monday evening UT. A small part of Northeast Asia gets the view. It will be Tuesday morning local time. An almost last quarter moon passes by Antares on Tuesday universal time. Last quarter is on Wednesday. So is Southern Lunastis at 27.8 degrees from the equator. Also on Wednesday, Neptune's in conjunction with the Sun. Mercury's at superior conjunction on Thursday and Friday, so it's also on the other side of the Sun, and that's why you're not seeing it this week. An anniversary coming up next week is of the first detailed picture of the moon. It was taken on March 24, 1840. English scientist John William Draper took it. It was in the days when photography used pieces of silver-plated copper made sensitive to light with a chemical process. The method was called daguerreotype after its inventor, Louis Daguerre. That first photograph of the moon doesn't look so hot today. Daguerreotype photos must be handled very carefully to avoid ruining the images they bear. Even the most careful handling won't prevent materials from decaying. Astrophotography improved along with the rest of photography. It took another 10 years for someone to photograph a star. The dimmer the thing to be photographed, the more time you have to expose the photographic medium, or you have to create a more sensitive photographic medium. By the 1880s, photographic films were sensitive enough to capture images of stars not visible to the eye, even in telescopes. The astronomers who took those pictures used very sensitive film and long exposure times. Sky Carumba,